Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strawny for Brekkie, and the great sound of the wonderful Richard Clapton there and Girls on the Avenue. Morning, everybody. How are we? It is Monday. It is the 18th day of March. I hope you're well. Some final rain arrived over the weekend after, we got the weather forecast wrong every day last week. But anyway, we did get some shower activity over Saturday and Sunday, which was very welcome, particularly for those people that have been buying water. And our farming mates, of course. The rainfall since 9 a.m. yesterday. Coffs Harbour, the leader, with 14 mils at the moment, and only scattered in other parts. 3 mils in Kempsey and Port, and I think only 1.4 in the gauge in Taree. So it was a very good weekend for a little bit of wet stuff, which we were most appreciative of. Now, of course, over the weekend, we were dealing with that issue from New Zealand, which shocked the nation. Goodness me. You can't believe humans could do that to each other. And I was talking to a friend of mine on Saturday who I won't name, but apparently he taught that the guy involved with the shooting at Coffs Harbour TAFE, I think in the early, about 2010, 2011. And he said he was a very, 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 very quiet boy. Amazing. There'll be a lot said and written about him and investigations, of course, over the coming weeks, months and years on just how that boy ended up like that. Just amazing. You cannot imagine the pain that those people would feel as families ripped apart, 50 dead, and it could be more as well, depending on how people pulling through that are in the they're still considered critical in those hospitals in Christchurch. Just awful. Let's take a look at what the main news stories of the day are. Of course, it is all emanating from what's happened in Christchurch. The White House has pushed back any attempt to link President Donald Trump to the accused killer to New Zealand mosques, saying the act was that of a disturbed individual and cannot be blamed on any one politician. Locally, with Lee today, the Hastings Residents Action Network have a Meet the Candidates community forum on tonight at 5:30 till 7:30 at the Port City Bowling Club. In sport, the NRL, the Eels over the Panthers. Oh, Fathead is beside himself. It's week one. He's leading the comp. Good on you, Fathead. Panthers, Eels over the Panthers, 20-12, and the Raiders, 21 blot over the Titans. And I should correct that. Richard the Barber will blow up. No, the Raiders are on top of the ladder, of course, after one round. In sport locally, well, the cricket, the Premier League was absolutely ravaged by the wet weather. I think we only had one game. That was at Cedar Park Reserve in Wingham, with Wingham going down to Rovers. The rest were washed out. I think there was one forfeit in there as well. On the show today, there is so much happening. You're going to have to widen your radio to get it all in. Coming up today, of course, after 7, we'll be looking at your seriously good stories from the weekend. Thanks to Barista Brothers, we have another $100 cash to be given away. Yes. We want to know your seriously good story for the weekend. Now, last weekend, we had an amazing story of someone having a family reunion after 2 years after they won a competition on Triple M. And when they went to Sydney to go to Cactus Island to the recording, they'd met up with a family member they hadn't seen for, I think it was, 20 years or something. Just amazing. Anyway, they had a get-together. What is your seriously good story for the weekend? We'll judge the winner, and that person will pick up $100 cash thanks to our mate at Barista Brothers. A seriously good story, needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. That's coming up on the show today. Also, we will have Talking Travel with the great man John Joyce. We'll be talking about Scenic's Getaway Travel Showcase coming up on April the 3rd at Sales. Also, thanks to Harvey Norman, we want to give away $900 worth of bedding. It is snore to score. We're asking you to get some audio of your partner snoring. Now, we are looking for the worst snorer on the Mid-North Coast. The winner, the end of the week, is going to pick up the $900 package. Thanks to Harvey Norman. It is a wonderful, wonderful prize. Now, the big thing is we don't put your partner's name over, all right? We make sure we don't do it like that. That's okay. Yeah, we don't do it. We just give them a code name, like suppression orders. Might be like if I was to enter, which my wife probably could enter me. Might be MS62. I don't know. We'll keep the names private. But we will all have a giggle that who is the worst snorer on the Mid-North Coast? $900 worth of betting on offer thanks to Harvey Norman Betting, Port Macquarie Masterclass in-store 23rd, 24th of March. Also coming up, we have Marion with the Bold and the Beautiful update, and of course Christy in with What's on the Mid-North Coast today thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union. That is going to be a packed show for this Monday.
Across the Mid-North Coast,
Strawny for breakfast. Feels
good, hold your breath. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
How green was my cactus? For Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. With giftware and ornaments 20% off and all pots and water features 20 to 50% off.
Cactus.com.au. The office of Labour leader Bill Kerley.
Roof. Look at the opinion polls in the newspaper, brother Tanya Plibersexy.
I can't avoid looking at them, Bill. You've had a suit made out of them.
Yes, it's the loudest suit I've ever had. Listen. Mind you, brother Anthony Albo threw me in the garbage bin because he thought I was wrapped up veggie scraps.
No, he didn't.
Hello, Mr. Curly, sir. How are you today? How would you like to save a lot of money on your electricity bill?
Stroof. Call centre operators are now visiting personally.
They must be so overcrowded.
Oh, no. I am a multi-billionaire who would like to build a gigantic, humongous coal mine and then load the coal where it will ruin your Great Barrier Reef. Of course, the mine will not provide many jobs, and I will take all the profits and hide them in tax havens around the world and not pay you any tax at all. But hey, think of the environment. We will be removing all that filthy coal from your pristine country.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, why are you talking to me? I'm not the government.
No, Mr. Curly, sir, but your suit tells me you soon will be.
Yes, but I think that coal mine of yours will cause mammoth damage.
What, to that silly old barrier reef?
No. To my inner city votes.
We're trying to make urban greenies think we care.
Oh, yes, I understand all that, Mr. Curly, sir, and Miss Plibber Sexy, sir, but I am sure you will change your mind and give me your full support after you hear what I have to say.
And what's that?
Well, how would you like to save a lot of money on your electricity bills?
Pardon?
I will pay the Labour Party's power bills for the next 10 years. How is that for an inducement? I mean, a donation?
No, never.
That's not on.
But some dastiari said you took money from the Chinese, so why not me? This is discrimination. You are racist.
Racist?
No, we're not. That would knacker our inner city vote, too.
Get out!
Stop pushing! India needs more coal power for more day-night cricket matches.
Ouch!
Oh, bother. He's ripped 3 percentage points off my opinion poll suit.
How green was my cactus? For Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. With giftware and ornaments 20% off. And all pots and water features 20 to 50% off.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, a bloke who's smiling because the weather report was finally right. We did get some rain. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny. Yes, a few drops of rain over the weekend was very good for the gardeners, for the farmers and for the fishers.
Yes. Yeah, I thought it would stir them up. The water temperature is still about 22 to 23 degrees. We had a stack of clubs out. What was the dominant fish over the weekend?
Money was flathead and brim in the estuary seemed to be the go. Everyone was sort of tucked up in there. A couple of guys got out to deep sea and they picked up some nice snapper and some pearl perch. Also getting a few nice Spanish mackerel to the north of us. But the main species was, as I said, brim and flathead in the estuary.
All righty. What about today, given that we've got the top of the tide coming up at 7? This wind will be all over the place early. We'll probably go nor'east later. Where are we going to go?
Yeah, it shouldn't be much in the breeze. I don't think there'll be a factor to do after we'll have to reckon with today. So basically, it's just that running out tide. So I'll be out the estuary today and try for a blackfish on greenweed or sea cabbage.
Okay, for blackfish. Any club news?
No club news at the present moment. Waiting for that to come through, okay. So that'll be good.
Okay, all right, Bluey. Now, the footy at the weekend was all over the place. I think about half was a good score, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, by the looks of it. But if you've got four winners, I think you've done pretty well. You've done more than four winners. You've done exceptionally well.
Yeah.
I thought Canberra played well. I thought they were quite good, especially in those conditions.
Oh yeah.
Newcastle. I thought Newcastle was very strong against Cronulla, and you blokes put up a fair effort too. There was nothing in that game, and of course the Thursday night game with the Broncos. Yeah, there was could have went either way. I thought, but Melbourne got the biggies there.
Yeah.
I thought the Dogs were disappointing, and Penrith were disappointing.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's obviously round one, but all the hype about Penrith and Cleary and his son and, you know, all that type of stuff, it was really interesting. I thought it was a really good game. I enjoyed watching yesterday's game. And how good's the number six, Bluey? What is he, 18? He's not even 19 yet. And the calmness of him.
18 years of age. So they had big raps on him during the week, and, yeah, he produced the goods.
Yeah.
Very good.
My two favourites were the pass, the very subtle pass to put the try on, and then the kick into the corner was incredible to slow the game down. And yeah, he's the real deal, that young bloke.
Yes, we're very good.
Mm. Now I'm just wondering. I just hope not for the Parramatta supporters. Will the team drag him down to their level? I don't know.
They played with a lot of spirit. I tell you what,
I thought they were great. Really enjoyed it. Now, I'm just having a look at this week. The Warriors are on fire, but as we know, can they ever do it 2 weeks in a row? Bluey, you're going to find out because that's who you've got.
Yeah, we've got them at the sand pit, I think.
Yeah.
So, that'll be interesting. Yeah, well, they've got to travel that far inland. They'll probably be exhausted by the time they get there.
And Robbie Farrier might change his name to Red Wine because he's getting better with age. How about the tries, Bluey? I bet you're rubbing your hands together with that.
Oh, well, how good were they in the second half? Yeah, they were a bit patchy in the first half, but the second half they came out and they showed what they can do. Yeah, very
really good. Well, you're the 6 o'clock game. You might make the end. Would you make the end of that one, Blue? Or you'd be off to Nine Eye Land by then. It'd be a photo finish.
I'll make sure I have my shower early.
Okay, all right. And of course, the Thursday night game is going to be a cracker this week too. That comes to you from Jubilee Stadium. Triple M will give you coverage of the Dragons up against the Rabbits, who are very good against my mob. And, gee, then Cook out of dummy half. I think that's where they won the game, Louis. Gee, he was good. How quick is he? Used to be, I know, in nippers. I've seen a couple of stories on him. He was a very good beach sprinter, and you can tell that. He's so quick, isn't he? He's off and gone.
Yes. Yeah, makes a big difference. And makes it hard for the people that want to back up for him. Yeah, they're going to be on their toes, haven't they?
That's for sure.
They're going to go with him, you know.
That's right, yeah. If Elmer Fudd was here, he'd say, the wascally wabbit.
That's it.
And I've got to say, Columbo was brilliant too. I won't spoil it for you. If you watched it yet or not?
No, I haven't seen it yet, so I'll have to have a look at that during the week, but I'll talk to you later with that.
Oh, it was absolute classic, Bluey. I can tell you it's got to do with blackmail, and he drops a couple of absolute clanger lines, too, just when the bloke thinks he's leaving. Just one more thing. There's about three of those. The bloke thinks he's going to leave every time, and he turns around and gives him the stabbing question, Bluey. Oh, you'll absolutely love it. Columbo, and I didn't catch Kojak though. I had the footy on, but I got Columbo. It was absolutely brilliant.
Okay, I might watch it tonight.
Yeah, you still got the same coat on, Bluey. That coat didn't change in every episode.
The coat doesn't
change. No, he didn't. And he didn't pull a boiled egg out of the pocket on this episode.
That's the cum.
Yeah, that's the cum. The boiled egg in the pocket. All right, Bluey, for the fishos today, it's black as the ace of spades out there. Fair dick, we've got another 3 weeks of this. Where are we going?
We're out to the estuary. We're going to take a bit of green with us or sea carriage, and we're going to try for a nice big blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
A possible shower and top of 27 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A 32-year-old man arrested in the early hours of Saturday morning following a police pursuit between Wauchope and Port Macquarie. Karcher Rose Moss has more.
Officers stopped the Ford Falcon on the Oxley Highway for a random breath test. The driver allegedly refused to cooperate, though, and he accelerated away. Road spikes were successfully deployed by police on Gordon Street in Port Macquarie. The vehicle vehicle continued through the CBD until eventually stopping outside the police station. The P-plater was arrested and taken to hospital for mandatory testing and then charged before facing court yesterday.
An opportunity to meet the candidates contesting the state election for the seat of Port Macquarie this evening. The Residents Action Network are hosting a candidates community forum at the Port City Bowling Club. National's Leslie Williams, Labor's Peter Alley, Sustainable Australia's Jan Burgess and the Greens' Drusy Meggett are all expected to be there. All members of the community are invited to attend from 5:30pm. Questions can be asked on the night and admission is free. The election proper is March 23. There are fresh calls out for parents and families to provide more support to kids leaving school early. The Community Council for Australia, which World Vision, the Smith Family and Save the Children are all a part of, is concerned those falling behind in school often up in cycles of unemployment, poor health and a lack of stable housing. CEO of the Community Council, David Crosby, says as many as one in three kids leave school early in regional areas.
Some kids sort of catch up, do an equivalent to year 12, a vet study or an apprenticeship. And by the time they're age 25, some of those kids, around 50% of them, will have got some kind of qualification. But there's still a lot of kids falling through the cracks, over 80,000 kids leaving school early.
And Marine Rescue Port Macquarie successfully aiding those involved in two incidents unfolding simultaneously. On Saturday, the crews were able to rescue those from a vessel taking on water off Point Plummer and also those with smouldering electrical wiring near the Pacific Highway Bridge. In the Waratah League Division 1 men's basketball, another narrow loss for the Port Macquarie Dolphins on Saturday evening. They had their first home game for what was round 2 against Central Coast Crusaders, going down 81-75. Torrin Hunter was Port Macquarie's top scorer with 16 points. The loss comes after they went down to Hawkesbury by 4 points last weekend. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light offshore wind blowing, producing really clean, classic surfing conditions on all our beaches. But the pick of the beaches for that early to mid-morning surf will be those protected northern corners and the urban beaches. The reason why? Because the swell is out of the southeast. Waves on these beaches looking around that 3-foot mark. There's also a second little swell, a northeast swell, that the southern corners will be attracting waves there, but the waves will be a lot smaller. Waves will be around that 1 to 1.5 feet. We do have a high tide around 7:30 this morning. Low tide is around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 23 degrees.
And Hutto, we said goodbye to another really legendary coastal surfer at the weekend with Richie West passing and a nice paddle out yesterday.
Yeah, that was very sad, Richie passing away, but it was brilliant with a paddle out there at Sawtelle yesterday, and there must have been about 200-odd people paddling out, so he was really well-respected in the surfing scene, Richie. He was a really nice bloke, great bloke to surf with, and he had a bit of a connection with Cat Eye here because his mother and father-in-law lived out here many, many years ago.
Yeah, unbelievable. I know he worked for Bob Cooper. Of course, both Californians coming out here in the early 60s, and, they certainly made their mark when they were here. It was a really lovely tribute yesterday.
It was fantastic. So all my wishes go out to Robin and the family. So, it's a very sad day for everybody, but Richie was a great bloke.
Yeah, a nice nod yesterday. All right, thank you, Hutto. We'll talk to you in half an hour.
The latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
John Legend has weighed in on the college bribery scandal in the US involving Felicity Hoffman and Lori Loughlin, saying the system has been rigged for wealthy people for a long time. Silverchair drummer Ben Gillies is getting back into making music, fronting his own project, and says Silverchair lost it by trying to be popular. And Netflix have got a new trailer out for the disappearance of Madeleine McCain. Now, this case has baffled authorities and the poor family for years.
This fear that a 3-year-old British girl has been abducted in Portugal.
If your child isn't safe at a resort, where is she safe?
The media made their daughter the most high-profile missing child in the world.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast and Strotty for Brekkie. Coming up after 7, we need your seriously good stories for the weekend. Thanks to Barista Brothers, our best caller gets $100 cash. It is the king there and I'm caught in a trap.
what the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is our own Lee Jollo. Good morning, Lee.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
A terrific buddy, ready to rock and roll for another week. And interesting what our papers are saying today. Again, all about New Zealand from Friday.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's, of course, the story that's on everyone's lips at the moment, the terrible tragedy that was. In the Daily Telegraph, the headline, Anti-Social, Online Giant Slammed for Fostering Hatred. Australia's leaders yesterday united to condemn social media giants such as Facebook for failing to do enough to stop hate speech. In the wake of the Christchurch mosque massacre, Labor leader Bill Shorten slammed the tech giants for attempting to distance themselves from the filth and rubbish that litters their pages, saying there is no liberty to practice hate speech. As well as that, the election is on knife's edge, the polls say. Support has slumped in key seats and there are damaging swings away from the Berejiklian government, which could see it face defeat on Saturday, a new poll shows. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline there, massacre sparks calls for hate crimes database. Intelligence agencies on both sides of the Tasman are scrambling to work out how accused terrorist Brenton Tarrant evaded detection while planning his massacre in Christchurch amid concerns of further violence by far-right extremists. And many of the faces, actually, the victims of that terrible attack are on the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald. Also in the Herald today, uneasy support for May. The possibility of Brexit being delayed or overturned in a second referendum is swinging some Tory Eurosceptics reluctantly behind Theresa May's deal ahead of a third vote on the package.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And locally with you today, for people that heard sirens on Friday night, but they weren't going very fast. It was, everyone was asking the question. You've got the full background of that story. And also with the election on Saturday, we've got a Meet the Candidates night on tonight.
Yeah, right you are. And I was one of those people early on Saturday morning that was woken up by the sirens.
It's a slow chase.
Oh, it's disgraceful. One of a couple of days that I get to sleep in. And no, all's well that ends well, because a 32-year-old man was arrested in the early hours of Saturday morning following that police pursuit between Wauchope and Port Macquarie. Officers stopped the Ford Falcon on the Oxley Highway for a random breath test. The driver allegedly refused to cooperate and he accelerated away. Road spikes were successfully deployed by police on Gordon Street in Port Macquarie. The vehicle continued through the CBD until eventually stopping outside the police station. That man's now being charged. And as you say, at the Port Macquarie Bowling Club tonight, a Meet the Candidates forum is on. An opportunity for anyone to come down for free and ask a question or two and I suppose form a bit of an opinion on who you're going to vote for, for the election coming up this Saturday.
Oh, I'd just go straight in and say, what are tonight's lotto numbers? Come on. You'll get my vote if you tell me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lee. Hurtling off back to his little room. It is 7 to 7. It's Triple M.
Wake up feeling good.
Strawny for breakfast.
Yes, we are after your seriously good stories from the weekend. 13, 27, 10. We had a cracker sliding doors moment for a lady last week. What will it be this week? 13, 27, 10. For our best caller, $100 cash thanks to Barista Brothers. A seriously good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. 13, 27, 10. Tell us your great story, your seriously good story for the weekend. It's Triple M on 13, 27, 10.
A seriously good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee. Danny. Triple M, seriously good stories.
Yeah, we love hearing these. Last week it was very much a sliding doors moment for someone. This week, well, I feel empathy. I do feel empathy. Len, good morning at Marbuck Park. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Excellent, thank you. Feeling on top of the world.
All right. What is your seriously good story from the weekend?
Well, I came back from Queensland and the Formula One was on and Parramatta were playing as well at the same time. So I taped the Formula One, I sat there and we were in front and I'm going, yes, blow the whistle, stop. No. How much pain can a man go through? I mean, wooden spoon last year. I mean, you know, forget about that stuff. And I did...
Salary cap issues and you still got the spoon.
Yeah, I imagine how many other people were. But anyway, let's leave that. But for the good story, I'm sitting there having a quiet Kool-Aid and thinking to myself, please, please, just win one. I think we lost. Well, we were in front at half-time, and apparently we didn't lose, didn't win any last year when we were behind at half-time. So I thought, well, there's a plus. Maybe I should turn off now and not listen. But I, you know, persevered. I sat. I watched. I kept wondering why they wouldn't kick any goals. And after there was like 17 Kool-Aid things sitting beside the chair, and I'm going, yes, please, please. And then we scored but didn't score, and then they scored, and I'm going, oh, no, no, I think I should go to bed.
But you got there in the end. Did you have a bit of a tear in your eye as the full-time whistle blew?
Well, no, actually, because I was running to the loo because I needed to get rid of the other Kool-Aid.
That'll do. The seriously good story of Parramatta supporter rejoicing in their team finally winning a game. Len, congratulations. Thanks to Barista Brothers. He's quite emotional during that. We have $100 cash coming your way. Our seriously good story needs a seriously good Barista Brothers iced coffee, Len, which is probably what you should have this morning. Thank you for the call.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure indeed.
And up the Eels, he says. Thank you, Len. Yeah.
Stop the comp now.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, on a cracker Monday morning that may go a little bit pear-shaped later, but we're comfortable with that. Genesis there and Invisible's Touch at 12 past 8.
Triple
M. Oh, strong. Yeah, it's time for the wheel for today on 13-27-10, and we are going straight to the Dog and Bone, and we say a very good morning on this beautiful Monday. As I said, may go a little bit pear-shaped later, Trent in Maxwell. How are you, Trent? That's away, buddy. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
Number 8, please.
Number 8 for Trent. Okey-dokey. All right, Trent. Here we go. Come on, number 8. Come on, number 8. Come on, number 8. Come on, number 8. Yeah, rotten thing. You know, Trent's exactly 10 out. Oh. Can't give you the cash, Trent, but end of the month, Chrissy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies, and you're in the running to win that one, okay?
Beautiful.
Good on you, buddy. Sorry I couldn't help you, Trent. I've kicked myself in the shin. Maybe I won't, because that'd be difficult, and I probably wouldn't be able to get out of here. But, Trent, I do thank you for the call from beautiful downtown Maxwell. Now, other birthdays today, I can tell you that Elijah Hargraves, who's studying music at Newcastle University, is birthdaying today, and his mum and dad and Sarah and the family want to wish him all the very best. So good on you, Elijah. We hope you have a great day today. And people like Elijah are sharing their birthdays with people like Adam Levine, Vanessa Williams and Queen Latifah, all born on this day, March 18.
In 2019, Triple M rocks the snorers of the Mid-North Coast with Snore to Score. On offer, a $900 Harvey Norman betting package. Just send Strawny some audio of your partner snoring via our social media pages.
Don't worry, we've applied for and been granted suppression orders for their full names. Only their initials will be revealed.
Snore to Score. Thanks to Harvey Norman Betting Port Macquarie Masterclass in store March 23 and 24.
Oh, yes, Snore to Score. Now, here is our first entrant. We're going to expose them. But again, remember, we have applied for the suppression orders. It's all good. Now, we're going to go to Donna on the Mid-North Coast, who's going to talk about That's what we're going to call this. This bloke, we can identify him as a male. Now, Donna, let's have a listen to what you have to put up with, all right? This is what Donna has to put up with. You ready? Donna, settle down. How long does go on like that for? Is it just like when he first goes to bed, or is it when he first, you know, about an hour before he gets up, or does it go all night?
All night.
It goes all night?
Yep, all night.
Now, he spent many nights on the lounge and then
fell aboard. Oh, dear. Now, have you tried, you know, the old one about sewing the tennis ball in the back of the pyjamas and stuff like that to try and get him to go on his side? Have you tried anything to try and quell it?
I've thought about putting a pillow on his head. No, I've tickled his face and you try and move him and it just, he'll stop for 5 seconds and then he's off again.
All right. Well, Donna, for outing and yourself are now in the draw. We're going to get the people to decide too. Over the weekend, we're going to put some finalists up. If you make the final, it'll be voted on by the Triple M listeners to win $900 worth of this wonderful betting prize from Harvey Norman Betting Port Macquarie with their masterclass in store this weekend. Thank you, Donna, for outing R. And let's have another. This is what she puts up with. Oh, my goodness me. Thank you, Donna. Good luck in the draw.
Thank you.
Wow.
The Bold and the Beautiful, 4:30 this afternoon on Win Marion. Your predictions this week. Are you still going to go down the line of the twins?
No, I think I might backtrack on that one a bit. I'm not too sure. I might have got a little bit carried away, although I think it was a good one. But, yes, no. We'll stick with the one baby, but I'm dying to see the DNA, you know, who is the father. That's the one I'm really looking forward to. And now Silly Thorne and Katie are getting a divorce.
Of course.
Of course.
Of course, yes.
I mean, you know, we don't want to stay married too long in that family because,
Marion. Look, put it this way. If there were no claim bonuses for not having divorces, I don't think the Foresters or anyone in that show would have a no-claim bonus for divorce.
I know. It's the craziest family. But, so they're getting a divorce because, you know, Thorne's doing the big honourable thing because, what's the kid's name? Bill the Bull Jr.? The stallion, whatever it is. Well, I think he feels that he should be, you know, getting closer back to his father. So I'm predicting down the track that Katie and Bill are going to end up back together. One big happy family. Because, you know, you've got to be married and divorced and married and divorced and married and divorced and then go round and round and round.
Well, Bill, I think, will be grabbing his shark's tooth around his neck and clinking a glass to say cheers if that happens. He can go through it again. Thank you, Marion.
Okay, have a great week.
Wow, Bill the Bull, let's watch him this afternoon. Leave it alone, Bill. Triple M and Flowers, and We Can Get Together. Oh, yeah. The album Ice House, and then they changed the name. Those of us that are old like me, renew them as Flowers, of course. The great Ivor Davies, who was born in the Wauchope Hospital all those years ago. Yeah, 7 to 9, that's just about it for us on the show for today. Thanks for your company. If you missed earlier on, in Snore to Score. Now, remember, we're not going to put people's first and second names over, but their partners are who we're worried about. We're trying to help them. $900 worth of betting, thanks to Harvey Norman, and the huge weekend we've got coming up at Harvey's, where we spoke about Chris earlier on, and talking about what's happening at Harvey's this weekend. It is the 2 days. Big industry consultants, the masterclass this weekend. Up to 60% off mattresses, ensembles and adjustable bases. There is a $900 package that's going to go to the winner. Now, we spoke about R. This is the code name we're giving this bloke. R, when Donna sent us in what it sounds like, sleeping next to R. Now, can you imagine that? Apparently it goes all night. I said to Donna, does R only do this when he first goes to sleep, or does it, you know, at the end of the, just before he gets up? She says it goes all night. Now we're going to try and help Donna with this $900 package. If you would like to contribute, if you think you sleep next to the worst snorer on the Mid-North Coast, get us some audio via our social media platforms. We won't put over their name. We'll just give them a name like they do in the courts. That was R. I wonder if R has recognised himself on the radio. Anyway, we will get our finalists over the weekend via our Facebook site. We'll get you to vote on who you think is the worst snorer in amongst our finalists. They're going to walk away with $900 worth of betting. It is a fantastic prize, all right? So more of that tomorrow. Also tomorrow we're going to talk more about Blues Fest 2. How good is it? You three of your friends with backstage little peeky boos, VIP tickets. You've got your own little like glamping area with your tent for three of you. It's a money can't buy experience. The only Triple M can get you there. Enter via the website triplem.com.au and tell us which artists you're most looking to seeing at Blues Fest, the 30th anniversary Blues Fest of Byron Bay. Lots of goodies to give away here tomorrow. Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day today. And remember, if you missed any part of the show, you'd like to have a catch-up, just go to the website and go to my page and press catch-up. It's there. And that's where you can also subscribe to our daily podcast downloads using the free Triple M app. It is that simple. Whatever you're doing, have a great day. Stand by. Ray After 9 on 131 873. We'll be back tomorrow from 5 a.m. Hope you can join us.
With love, health and friends, you can hold your head high. God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy, making the best of each day.